Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you want to let go of perfection so you can enjoy this season at your own pace, then welcome. I'm glad you're here. Every week, I invite you to slow down and join me to explore practical ways to organize and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. Guys, we're about to dive into all kinds of gift ideas. And over at emilylay.com, we have all sorts of fun gifts, including our newly restocked wellness workbooks, clipfolios, and so much more. Head over to emilylay.com to take a look around. Hi, friends. I hope you're having a great week so far. I'm excited to have you here on the show today because this is something we do every year at Simplified. It's something we usually keep on the blog, but now that we have a podcast, we thought it might be fun to bring it to your ears this year. I'm talking about a great big simplified gift guide. I love a good gift guide. Even if I don't buy every single thing on a guide, browsing a gift guide gets me thinking about different people in my life that I like to buy gifts for, and different kinds of gifts I may not have even considered that they might love. Today, we're going to talk about gifts for our kids, partners, parents, and friends. We're going to cover a lot of ground here, but obviously, with humans being what they are, I'm not going to be able to cover everyone's individual tastes. I'd be here a million years. But I hope you get a few ideas of things to get your people this year, including a few gifts that give back. And if you're out for a walk or driving your car or cooking dinner right now, don't worry at all about taking notes. I will have links to everything I mention here on the show in the show notes at emilylay.com/podcast. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and dive in. First things first, we're going to start with the kids. When I buy gifts for my kids, I want to make sure I'm giving them things they'll not only enjoy playing with, but will actually help them do things. That's basically a code word for things that don't put them in front of a screen. Not that screens are bad, in and of themselves, of course, but I just want to make sure my kids aren't just staring at screens and that they're using their minds when they play. They're using their bodies, too. That kind of play makes sure that they stay a bit more balanced. I've got ideas for you in a couple different categories. Just know, going in, my kids are 6 and 10, so my gift ideas are going to skew a little bit more into those age ranges. These are available at just about every toy retailer, and almost all of them are at Amazon, too. First, we're going to talk about gifts that'll help kids create. If you have little ones who enjoy art, but you don't want to worry about cleaning clothes or walls or tables with markers all over them, try a paint-by-sticker book. It's basically what it sounds like. Kids get a bunch of numbered stickers and an image with numbers to put them on. This is really great for younger kids too, and stickers are a lot easier to clean up than paint stains. Speaking of markers, if you do need a new set in your house, I bet you and your kids would love this huge set of 80 washable markers. Not only do they get tons of colors, but you also get markers that are easy to wash away from places they don't need to be. And if you've got a budding chef like I do in Brady, I bet your kiddo would love a cookbook that's all their own and written at their own pace. America's Test Kitchen always has solid recipes, and they have a book called The Complete Cookbook for Young Chefs. We have this, actually, and we love it. This is more for kids around Brady's age, like 9 to 12 range, but they'll learn cooking basics like what tools and techniques are part of the process, and of course, they'll learn recipes, breakfast, snacks, dinner, dessert, all those things. Is this a master plan for someone to learn how to make avocado toast with a fried egg to serve to me in the morning? Yes, yes, it is. Next, we are going to talk about some gifts that'll help kids build. These gifts in this category are a really big hit around our house. I could literally put Tyler Lay in front of a box of Legos and he will play with it for hours. Brady used to be like that when he was his age, but Tyler absolutely loves to build things. So let's talk about the fan favorite, obviously. You know, we love Legos and we love the magnetic building tiles, otherwise known as magnetiles. My kids have all loved these. Now there's magnetiles, there's a whole bunch of other brands, but whichever ones you get, they're so much fun. If your kids have never played with these before, essentially, they're the next generation of Legos. They're building tiles with powerful little magnets in them that let kids create all kinds of buildings and scenes and castles. And I mean, you should see the things my kids create. They even have some that have little wheels on them, and so you can build like moving cars and vehicles and trains and all kinds of fun stuff. Okay, when you were a kid, did you ever build a marble run? This toy always reminds me of that mousetrap game. Did you ever have that when you were a kid? I loved that game. It had like 900 pieces and it had a marble and it just did all kinds of like different things. But I love marble runs and my kids think they're so fun too. They're one of those little mazes where you drop a marble in and you watch it spin and zigzag and make its way down to the floor. As if marble runs could get even more dramatic, National Geographic makes one that glows in the dark. So there you go. Extra fun. Okay, here's a gift that helps kids explore. If you have a budding scientist, they might love a toy microscope. I say toy because obviously it's a toy, but they're actually pretty powerful. So I use the word toy loosely. National Geographic is, again, a brand I trust, and they make a microscope set where kids can look at all kinds of pre-made slides. They can look at cells and plant textures and microorganisms. There are even blank slides where they can prepare their own specimens to look at. Very cool for aspiring scientists. Finally, we're going to talk about gifts that get kids playing with each other. That might mean together as siblings or even having friends over. But first, you guys, I found the most adorable canvas play tent on Amazon the other day. If you want to build a special place for kids to read or camp inside or just hang out, you need to get them this tent. It is so cute. Okay, next, if any of your kids likes to sing, you need to get a karaoke mic. You might also need to get yourself some earplugs because they can get pretty loud. But they're really fun, and Caroline has one, and she thinks it's the coolest thing. So I don't know if your parents ever got you a karaoke machine in the 90s, but we've come a long way in karaoke technology. There are tons of adjustments you can make on this thing, including the volume. And it's Bluetooth compatible, so you can sing along with your favorite song on your phone. It's very, very cool. Again, on the earplugs, I highly recommend. And finally, if your kids love taking photos on your phone, I bet they'd like their very own kid-friendly digital camera to document all the fun they're having. I'll link to one that takes photos and video, and it's pretty sturdy too. Oh, and for all your book nerds out there looking for book recommendations on kids' books, that's coming. We're going to talk about what to give them in a few weeks, so stay tuned for that episode. I have lots of feelings on kids' books and a few beloved favorites that we're going to be sharing. Okay, one more thing. If you would like to teach your kids about how much fun it is to give to someone else, I have a great idea for you that even the smallest kids can get on board with. You can give the gift of honeybees to a family in need, or a flock of ducks, or a pig, or a goat, or even a cow. Heifer International helps people around the world earn a living income, and your gift can make a huge impact for another family. Your kids will love knowing they gave some ducks to someone else, and I bet you will too. I have given this as a gift before, and it's really sweet and really special. They give you things that you can download and print out to explain the gift and that sort of thing, but it's a really neat, like, easy to understand process for kids, and it's really cool that they get to pick out the animals and that sort of thing. All right, next we're going to talk about gift giving for partners. So this category is a tough one because A, it seems hard to try and tell you what to get your partner who has their own specific interests, and B, because partners are hard in general, they can usually get everything they pretty much need and most of what they want, and then you have to try to hide their gift until the big day or wrap it immediately. I guess that's an easy solution. I digress. But if you have a significant other, here are a few things you can get for them. And spoiler alert, you may benefit from some of these gifts too. I guess that's a sacrifice you'll need to be willing to make. If you two like to go on adventures, or whether you guys like sipping on hot coffee for hours, I bet you'd like a Yeti Rambler mug. Okay, your coffee will stay super hot. I'm talking the same temperature as it was in the pot, kind of hot, for hours. I love these. We have these in our house. We use them all the time. They're great for on the go, but they're also great for at home if you just want your coffee to stay warm. You could get a regular tumbler if you wanted, but I like that this feels very much like a coffee mug. It's a great thing to take with you on a long road trip, so your coffee will last for hours if you need it to as well. Speaking of adventures, you might consider getting a National Parks America the Beautiful annual pass. If you're doing any sort of road tripping, this thing is super handy. With this pass, you and all your vehicle passengers can get free admission into more than 2,000 federal recreation sites, including all the national parks. If you plan to hit up more than one of these in a year, it's a great thing to have on hand. You know how we can tell that we're becoming adults? Because we love to give things like socks as gifts. And we're just as excited to get them too. The whole Lay family loves Bombas socks, and Brian is no exception. They're perfect for working out, hiking, or running, golfing, whatever. They never slip down and rub on your ankle. Socks might be basic, but good socks are a treasure. Maybe your partner is into learning new things or trying to get better at something they already love doing. Maybe they're trying to brush up on their cooking skills, or maybe they'd like to get better at the art of negotiation. Maybe they'd like to try rock climbing or writing TV scripts like Shonda Rhimes. Then maybe it's time to get them a masterclass subscription. This is kind of an indulgent gift, but it's one you can share with them and the lessons last a lifetime. We have masterclass, and I've actually gifted it to my dad before. We love it, and I always think about the Bobbi Brown makeup tutorial when I'm getting ready in the morning. I actually learned a whole lot from her about how to apply makeup and the right types of makeup to use. It's really interesting, so I'm a big fan of masterclass. And if your partner wants to take notes on what they're learning, you can also get them a simplified blue legal pad set to go with it. You get two sets in one with 100 sheets of thick quality paper. And I love a good themed gift, just saying. Maybe your partner needs to be pampered a bit. Maybe they've had a stressful time at work, or they're complaining they pulled a muscle at the gym. Maybe you could book them a massage at a local day spa, or if they're not into spas and that sort of thing, you could get them a Theragun Mini to work out their sore muscles. I have one because I recently decided to try to become a runner, and my shins were absolutely killing me, and I absolutely love it. It takes out all the kinks. Like, it really, really, really works. My shin splints were so uncomfortable from running. They were absolutely killing me, and every time I will go for a run, before I go for a run, I will use the mini Theragun down my shins, kind of around my calves. You can find a bunch of YouTube videos on like how to use it for different things. And then after I would run, I would use it as well. And it's really, really, really helpful. You can find those on Amazon. Okay, one last partner idea. Maybe you guys want to spruce up your bed. I think you should get some brand new crisp sheets from Boll & Branch, or splurge on a nice comforter for the winter. You may also benefit from this purchase, but that's just happenstance. We love Boll & Branch. I have done all of our beds through them. I've gotten their quilts. I love their waffle blanket. I love their signature sheet set. It's really, they're so high-end and beautiful, but at a great price point. And I swear, every time you wash the sheets, they get even better. So, huge fan. You guys know I love clothes that are cute and comfy. That's especially true when it comes to shoes. That's why, for years and years, some of my favorite shoes have been Rothy's. If you know, you know. Rothy's might be the perfect shoe. They come in all kinds of styles and colors, they're machine washable, and they're sustainably made from water bottles. How they're so comfy, I'll never know. It is just pure Rothy's magic. But listen, if you've never taken the plunge on a pair of Rothy's, now is the best time, because right now they've got a collection made of soft, plush, merino wool. You guys, they're like walking on warm, fuzzy clouds. You are going to love them. I know that because every person on my team loves Rothy's. Some like the Point, some like the Mary Jane. I just got the sneaker in bright white, and I adore them. They meet my two rules. They're cute and they're comfy. So, of course, the sneaker is my new go-to shoe. To help you welcome fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something very special. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/simplified. That's rothys.com/simplified. Seriously, you guys, this is a super big deal. They rarely hand out coupons, so don't wait. Head over to rothys.com/simplified to find your new favorites today. This is the time of year when my calendar starts filling up and my to-do list gets a little longer, and I'm constantly on the lookout for things that save me time and put a little peace back into my day. Do you know what one of my favorite time-saving secret weapons is? Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. And I know every box I get will be jam-packed with organic veggies and high-quality proteins that'll make my family feel good and taste delicious. That's the key. Green Chef makes it so much easier for my family to eat healthier because they take care of the meal planning, the grocery shopping, and even some of the food prep. That's the kind of practical help that saves me so much time and brain space. And on top of this, every meal I've ever made with Green Chef has been so delicious and Lay family approved. My absolute favorite, well, my favorite and my kids' favorite is the feta cheese burgers. You guys, they are delicious. After a long day of school and work and all the things, nothing brings our family together as quickly as burger night. And these burgers are flavor bombs that every single person in our family loves, including my six-year-old twins. So start saving time and eating healthier with your own Green Chef box today. Go to greenchef.com/simplified125 and use code simplified125 to get $125 off, including free shipping. One more time, go to greenchef.com/simplified125 and use code simplified125 to get $125 off and free shipping. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Okay, next up, gifts for parents. Parents can feel hard to buy for, but they don't have to. It seems like they already have everything they need and all they really want is to spend quality time with you, but there are definitely a few gifts I think they might love. Remember how often your family would have to go to Walgreens and drop off rolls of film and disposable cameras for printing photos? It wasn't as convenient as taking a ton of snapshots on your phone and seeing them instantly, but it was a reliable way to get actual copies of your photos. I don't know about your parents, but mine love getting photos of their grandkids, even more when there are photos they can hang on the wall. I found the coolest mini smartphone photo printer on Amazon. It is so cool. It's super easy to print off Polaroid-style photos instantly from your phone without having to navigate a photo printing website. Although those are great too, they just may take a few days longer. Okay, listen, you can never have too many throw blankets. And if there are lots of people who gather at your parents' house, then the throw blanket situation can get a little sparse. Nordstrom makes a Bliss plush throw blanket that feels like you're wrapping yourselves in a cloud. Seriously. It comes in so many different colors, and truly, it's a really beautiful, incredible blanket. I also love to throw in some indulgent gifts, like things they're going to use up someday but probably won't buy for themselves. If they're coffee drinkers, you could order a few bags of premium coffee from Concord Coffee or even get them a Coffee of the Month subscription from a company like Atlas Coffee so they can try different varieties from around the world. And if they like trying different creamers, then you've got to get them the Milk Street Coffee Sugars Sampler. Yes, coffee sugars. They have 6 different flavors in the sampler, and you won't believe how much flavor they add to your coffee. You get Mexican mocha, coconut ginger cream, burnt sugar orange spice, caramel brulee, Turkish cardamom spice, and even a honey spice tea sugar. If you don't want all of these, you can buy them individually, but I say, why not try them all? Just Google Milk Street coffee sugars and you'll find them quickly. I have to back up and also say, I mentioned Concord Coffee without telling you that Brian and I are co-owners with our dear friends in Lakeland of Concord Coffee. And I can honestly tell you, I have never had better coffee. And that is not just because we help own the company. This coffee is so thoughtfully sourced and made. It's just a fantastic company, and I really love what they do. So I hope you'll check it out. It is our favorite coffee by far. And one more thing, do your parents have an old candy bar they haven't had in a while, like a Zero Bar or a Fifth Avenue? Maybe they like Atomic Fireballs. My mom loves Atomic Fireballs. Yes, Nana loves Fireballs. Okay, I digress. Charleston Chews, remember those? There's an online shop called oldtimecandy.com where you can get them an entire box of candy with favorites from the 50s, the 60s, or whatever decade they were growing up in. What's a Fifth Avenue bar? I have no idea, but your mom might. That is a really cool gift with a great nostalgia factor, if you ask me. Okay, last category, gifts for friends. When I shop for friends, I'm always trying to get them a little something I know they'd enjoy. Maybe something they wouldn't pick up for themselves because it's not practical, or something to make their self-care routine a bit more luxurious. If you're looking for a delicious snack to give friends this year, try Poppy Popcorn. Actually, Brady just got some Poppy Popcorn the other day. We picked it up at a local spot here called Pizzazz, and it was, it was a caramel apple. That's what it was. Caramel apple Poppy Popcorn. And it was so delicious. And they have a ton of flavors. Okay, they're a handcrafted popcorn company. They're based out of North Carolina. They ship their delicious popcorn all over the states. One of our favorites, beside that caramel apple one, is cinnamon bourbon pecan. Y'all, it is so good. It is made with cinnamon, honey, bourbon, and caramelized pecans. It's like caramel popcorn on steroids. They've got other sweet flavors like chocolate peanut butter, gingerbread, and of course they have savory flavors too. My favorites, even a dill pickle flavor, which I have not tried, but it sounds very interesting. You can get Poppy Popcorn on their website at poppyhandcraftedpopcorn.com. Okay, I love this idea. Did you love the Bonnie Bell lip smackers as much as I did when you were a kid? Any birthday party bag that had Bonnie Bells were the best. I mean, who didn't love having Dr. Pepper flavored chapstick? Well, listen, I've got the grown-up version for you. They're called Hurrah Chapstick. These chapsticks are handcrafted in Montana. They're organic, vegan, cruelty-free, and not only do they feel like velvet on your lips, they have all kinds of unique flavors like chai spice, coffee bean, coconut, lemon, and they even have Earl Grey tea. You can find them at their online shop at hurrah.com. That's H-U-R-R-A-W.com. We'll link it all in the show notes. If you prefer the convenience of Amazon, though, they have them on there too, just a few dollars more. For any friend who likes throwing her hair up in a ponytail some mornings and calling it a day, which, let's be honest, is all of us at some point, then I bet you would love a simplified pineapple hat. This baseball cap is super cute. It's in Carolina blue with a gold pineapple embroidered right on the front. Sweet, simple, and adorable with some leggings and sneakers. And it's adjustable too. You can get one online at emilylay.com. Let's talk more about self-care gifts. Does the scent of lavender make you feel as relaxed as it does to me? It's one of my favorite scents to have in my bathroom, and I always feel so calm when it's in the air. So I just found the coolest shower steamers with lavender essential oil. They're by the brand Body Restore, and this particular blend is called Calm, which is the perfect name for them. Just toss one in the shower and turn your bedtime routine into a mini spa trip. You can get a 15-pack on Amazon. Speaking of the spa, I found this beautiful candle that not only looks like it belongs at a spa, it smells like it too. The packaging and fragrance are both so pure and minimal. The Thistle Farms brand has a new candle collection called the Healing Collection. And I love these because these three blends are always what I want my home to smell like. There's a blend called Calm, which smells like sweet orange and vanilla. There's Focus, which smells like cedarwood mint. And there's Balance, which has notes of lemon and lavender. Plus, I love Thistle Farms. If you are not familiar with them, you have to check out this brand because it's a brand that's doing a lot of good things. Every single product they make is handcrafted by a woman survivor of trafficking. I love what they do so much. Okay, if you're going to give a candle, might I suggest adding a USB rechargeable candle lighter? Now you never have to worry about buying matches or another candle lighter again. You can get one on Amazon for about $10. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this gift episode. I know I just threw a ton of ideas at you guys, so if there's anything that you'd like to take a look at, you can find the exact link of every single thing I mentioned here today at emilylay.com/podcast. And while you're there, feel free to browse and see if there's any simplified product you might like under the tree or in the stocking this year. One more thing, we know the holidays aren't just about gifts. That's not the point. The point of exchanging gifts is to add a little whimsy or indulgence to the people in your life. It's something that says, hey, I see you, I know you, and I thought you might like this. And it's not about the quantity of gifts we give either. It's the quality of time we spend nurturing and caring for each other. As we close out this episode, I'd like to pray a little blessing over you as we leave this time together and get back into our day. This holiday season, I hope you discover gifts all around you that can't be wrapped up in a bow. Like the gift of being known that says, I like you just the way you are. The gift of friendship that says, I am Thelma to your Louise. The gift of laughter that says, thank goodness we don't take ourselves too seriously. and the gift of love that wraps you up and keeps you safe no matter what's going on outside your door. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. Here's your task for the week. If you haven't done it already, start keeping a gift list in your notes app. Write down every single person you intend to give gifts to this year and write your ideas under their names. Then keep track of that gift. Have you purchased it yet? Put a shopping bag emoji by it. Have you wrapped it yet? Change that emoji to a gift wrapped present. Have you gifted it yet? Then put a green checkmark emoji by it. This way, it's easy to tell at a glance how far you are into your gift list. If you manage to do the majority of your shopping online this year, or if you have gifts to put in the mail, try doing it early this year. This is a big important tip, and I only know this because I own an e-commerce brand. I do a lot of research into this stuff. The U.S. Postal System has already said they're expecting a huge volume of mail this year, and that shipping and handling is going to be pretty slow until the new year, so plan accordingly, you guys. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode gave you a few ideas on some special gifts for your people this year. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. Plus, for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at emilylay and at simplified. If you're loving this show, then I bet you might like my latest book called Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, which is in stores right now wherever you buy books. One last thing, I love bringing you this show every week. It is like one of the most fun parts of my job. And if you're loving it as much as I am as well, would you do me a quick favor? It'll just take a few minutes, but it will mean a ton to me in the podcast. Would you go over to Apple Podcasts or your favorite provider and rate this show and maybe leave a review? This is a tiny thing that helps our show in really, really big ways. It tells your podcast provider to put this show in the hands of more listeners who might enjoy some of these helpful tips and tricks as well. I really appreciate your help. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Bye.